It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
It is time for the Download on Chicago Business, brought to you by Signature Bank. This is our weekly segment where we talk with CEOs and entrepreneurs, where they tell their stories so we can better understand ours. Tonight, we talk about a new workspace in Chicago. It's called Evolver. It's like many new shared co-working spaces in town, giving entrepreneurs and small business owners office space and shared environment to collaborate with other like-minded individuals. So what makes Evolver unique? Well, for one thing, the space is women only. In an effort to support and promote female entrepreneurs, Evolver is doubling down on giving women a space all to their own with an emphasis on work-life balance. Alicia Driscoll is the founder and CEO of Evolver, and she, which is on the near north side right here in Chicago, and she's in studio, my guest in the Download in Chicago Business. Alicia, thanks for being here. Okay, so let's get in. What was it about starting a co-working space? I mean, talk about where the idea comes from.
Yep, so I come from the corporate side. So I was in entertainment and media for 17 years, loved what I did, but I really wanted to do something more meaningful at this stage in my life to give back to the community. And I've always been passionate and involved with nonprofits on the women's side and children. And we have such a great group of women in Chicago on the entrepreneur side and the corporate side, but there's no really bridge or connective point to bring them all together. So I wanted to create a shared workspace where women could come together and work and really learn from each other to connect, collaborate. And it's more than just a workspace, right? We've got over 100 of these spaces in Chicago with executive suite build out, but we really wanted to create a space that was designed specifically for women. So when you walk in, you just kind of get this breath of fresh air, and it's really light and airy. It's a loft in the River North, and it has these feminine touches to it. But it's just, it feels like home, right? So we want the women to come in and just have a place to really connect with each other.
Why is it important for it to be women only?
You know, we wanted to create an environment where people could have these conversations and just really feel comfortable being vulnerable. You know, as an entrepreneur, you have so many ups and downs, and it's often people will put on this facade, you know, that they have to be perfect. And, you know, we learn from our mistakes and our failures, and I think we need to be vocal about that. And so to have a space where we can talk about those challenges and be open was really important. And I met with a ton of women over the past 6 months. Hundreds of women just sitting down to really understand, you know, where are your challenges from a business perspective, from a family perspective, from a life balance perspective, so that we could build this out and kind of curate classes and events to support them in all aspects of
it. A lot of what you talk about is about life-work balance, and this mm-hmm. is important because we've seen it with the lean-in movement and women, and there's studies, that even one that you tweeted out not too long ago, just about, you know, a study says that essentially working women who have families are working the equivalent of two full-time jobs. That's mm-hmm. how much. That's why we're all tired. That's what the piece was about. But how important is it to stress the work-life balance part of Evolver?
You know, I think that the term actually work-life balance, I kind of shy away from a little bit because I feel like there is no such thing anymore, right? You know, everybody or a large portion of families now have dual incomes. And so when you're trying to balance and juggle all of this stuff, it's more of an integration piece, right? And I think for me as a working mom, it was really challenging to figure out, you know, what that balance was. And I struggled with, do I lean in? Do I lean out? And I realized it doesn't have to be so black and white, right? It's all about evolving as a person, as a businesswoman, and you're going to continue to change along the way. So I think that what we want to do is provide the tools that give women a little bit more balance internally, right? So that they feel like they can handle those big decisions and really collaborate and be the best versions of themselves.
Now, one of the things that most co-working spaces will always used as a selling point is the ability to collaborate. I mean, we talk to people even at 1871 and other places where they're like, hey, the great thing is that there's people who do marketing and then there's people who do this and we can meet each other's sales, all this kind of stuff. Talk about that, the idea of the ethos of a co-working space and the idea of sharing and collaborating.
Yep, 100%. So one of the things about Evolver that's been really cool and interesting to see as we've launched the brand and and the community is that we have such a wide range of women there. So we have, you know, a group of corporate women who just really want that sense of community and that purpose. And so they lean in on that specific aspect of it. We have a pediatric healthcare woman who she's starting a business. We have a vegan coffee creamer. We have marketing. We have videography. So it's such a wide range. But the one commonality is that everybody's in this headspace of just wanting to be more part of something bigger than themselves, right? And so when they come in with that mindset, it's more than just going to a networking event or, you know, going to these collaborative, you know, happy hours and that kind of thing. It's about coming in with an intention of meeting someone that you really want to have a relationship with and a connection with to move things forward.
Now, when you have a workspace that's women only, you think about the dynamic between men and women in the workplace. Obviously, we've seen a ton with the Me Too movement and sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, more often you'll hear stories about women not being heard or their value being or their contributions being diminished. Talk about that. Talk about when men and women are in shared workspaces or working for the company. It's not just sexual. There's a lot of that comes into just being unheard for women in the workplace.
Right, yes, 100%. I think that that happens a lot, especially when you're, you know, coming in from college. And even as you go through the ranks, there is a lot of that competition at the table of who's going to have the voice and who's going to bring that big idea. And, you know, I've seen oftentimes where you know, a junior staff will say something and it's not acknowledged. And then a few minutes later or a half hour later, you know, somebody else at the table will say it. And oftentimes, you know, a male might mention it and then it gets really elevated. And I think as women, we need to stand up for each other and say, hey, she said something really good here. I want to make sure that you guys hear that. And it's important that we support each other in that aspect. And I do think, like, on the corporate side, I have had some amazing male bosses and counterparts too. So there are those men that are taking that, you know, stance as well to help elevate women, which I think we all have to do it together.
Alicia Driscoll is the founder and CEO of Evolver. It's Evolve, H-E-R. It is on the Near North Side. It's a new co-working space for women only. She's my guest tonight on the Download in Chicago Business. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and let's talk about the challenges of what are the challenges that stand in the way of a business that is about co-working and space. Alicia Driscoll, my guest tonight. Stay with us.
It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
It's Download on Chicago Business, brought to you by Signature Bank. In studio tonight, Alicia Driscoll. She is the CEO and founder of Evolver, which is a new co-working space on the Near North Side here in Chicago, in River North, for women only. We're talking about the space, and you had a successful launch party or party last night.
Yes.
When you're dedicating yourself to this, is it about bringing in clients, people who are going to come in and use the space? Is it about programming? What is the day-to-day duties of running a co-working space?
Mm-hmm, sure. Yeah, we have a few different areas of focus. So we have the memberships. So we, you know, are recruiting members, bringing people in who can use the space. We have three different levels. So one's focused on community, really supporting them, giving them the events that they need and connecting them. And then the other two are more about the workspace and elevating their businesses. The event side of it, you know, It's a big process of pulling together. We want to curate the right events for our audience. We have a number of events that range from, you know, Twitter business and understanding best practices to legal and to tax strategy.
So that's the stuff you have to do to every week, multiple times a week, events that are going to bring people
exactly.
in.
Exactly. We want to go out and meet people and, you know, find partners that are going to be relevant to this audience. And then on the purpose side too, you know, there's meditation that we offer and we have life coaches that come in to do workshops around. There's one this weekend around finding your purpose and mindset, positivity. And then fun things too, like, you know, aromatherapy workshops or trunk shows, that kind of thing. But it's all about going out there and meeting different women that can come in and be part of this community and offer, you know, different classes and events.
Alicia, we've had a lot of guests on the show. I know that Commissioner Gaynor does a ton of stuff to try and get more female entrepreneurs involved in the burgeoning movement of startups and entrepreneurship in Chicago, right? There's so much there,
yes.
But yet the numbers still shake out where it's mostly men who are starting new businesses and entrepreneurs. The number is rising, but still it's out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is? And what is Evolver doing to help? It's sort of deal with that kind of situation, the inequality that we see in that way.
Yeah, we want to make sure that we're able to provide the resources and from the tools that you need to build the business, but also the connection. So I think you learn the most from other entrepreneurs and hearing their stories of what worked, what didn't, to be able to use the resources that they've already done the research on. It's really important to leverage that and not recreate the wheel. I think a lot of the drop-off is that people don't realize the challenge and also the demand of yourself that you have to put into building a business,
yeah.
Right? So coming from the corporate side, it's a big transition to come over. I worked a ton on that side and traveled and all of that. But on this side too, you have just the same, and now it's your business. And so you're spending even more time, building that out. And so I think that there is that drop off sometime of not having that support group. And that's what we want to provide, because when you have people around you that are saying you're doing a great job and, having that positive energy, it's really encouraging. And you need that to really go through those ups and downs.
Well, I was going to ask you, it's a little meta, but for you to make the jump from the corporate world mm-hmm. into starting your own business, which is Evolver, where do you find the support? Well, obviously
yes.
you're creating a world of support, but
yes.
As an entrepreneur and setting out on your own course, where do you look for mm-hmm. it?
So when I came over, I was so pleased to find this amazing group of entrepreneur women in Chicago. And there's all these different women's groups. So it was kind of like a secret club. Like, I didn't know that they were out. Obviously they were out there, but I didn't know how many there were, and the hustle and the excitement and the passion that these women have. It's energizing. And so when I met them, I just immediately integrated myself into the group and wanted to stand up and raise my hand to see what role I could play for them. And then, have partnered with them to bring them into the space as well.
When you're starting a business and it's a business that is going to provide support for a lot of other businesswomen, how much stress is on you as an entrepreneur, a new entrepreneur, put this together? You just mentioned to come from the corporate mm-hmm. side, you're used to working the long hours, but now
right.
this is yours, you own it.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, you learn from learning the stories of other entrepreneurs. How do you manage that stress and the idea that there's extra, I guess, pressure on you than you had in the corporate world?
Right. I think I kind of always have thrived off of the madness, so I work at a little bit of a crazy pace, which is good in this world. But it's a balance. I've been trying to do more meditation and taking just some time to be mindful, even if it's just a few minutes a day. And then there's the support of this community. The other day when we were in the weeds of planning the launch party and just we were getting there, we're ready to go. The day before, I got the kindest note from actually Nicole Vasquez. She owns another co-working space in the city. And it was just so genuine and the timing was perfect. And it was all about, taking the time to just acknowledge what was going on and how much you've done. And I think those random acts of kindness come through in this community. And that's what fuels me and kind of helps
as
you get through it.
As you look at the business and launch party, and it started, mm-hmm. here we go.
Yeah.
What are the challenges? Is it just bottom line, trying to get memberships? Is that the goal of Evolver? But what are the big challenges that are in front of you for 2018?
Mm-hmm. I think for us, we've done the market assessment. We did a big analysis when we started the business and understanding, what's out there, what the women want and what they need. But as we look at the data over the next 6 months and see, are people leaning in more on the community side, or are they really wanting to work there and then have business boosters and strategic introductions and helping us incubate their businesses? So learning what's the priority for Chicago market, because it's different from the coast,
yeah, right.
So really understanding that, I think, is going to be interesting to see.
And with that I would assume, we've had a lot of business conversations, but I would assume that there's risk and reward, meaning
mm-hmm.
there's going to be some times where you try things and it fails. You look at the
right.
data and it's not there. But right now, you have to try. You have to
yes,
take the risk
exactly.
because it's new for you.
Right. And we have to be fluid, right? And we need to just make sure we keep a pulse on the data and continue to talk to our members, because right now, we're scheduling everything. The majority of our events that I'm curating are in the morning, around lunchtime, or at night. And that way, there's opportunity for people who work full-time jobs jobs to come over and take advantage of some of the different offerings. But then also the members who are entrepreneurs and have the flexibility or are on site are able to do that as well. But that may change and evolve as we learn more about what the needs are in the marketplace. So I think to your point, we've got to be very fluid and just kind of go with the flow over the next few months.
You know, you mentioned the coast and you also mentioned, you know, that Chicago does have co-working spaces, mm-hmm. but why Chicago? I mean, I know you live here, but I mean, what is it about this town that keeps you here? What is it that you feel that enriches the community, especially the women who entrepreneurs in this town that would be interested in Evolver? But what is it about Chicago that keeps you here?
Yeah, I think Chicago just has this amazing energy. So I grew up in Kentucky in Louisville, and I moved to LA for a couple years, and I came to Chicago and I didn't know anybody. And when I came to Chicago, I just felt like there's so much energy here, and you can just feel it, and you have the culture and just great food and the lake, and it's an amazing city. And that was 03. I thought I'd be here for a couple years, but still here. And I think that we deserve it. I mean, you have these great spaces on the coast for women, and we have an amazing community here. And we have a lot of female entrepreneurs in this city and a lot of female women in corporate, too. So we need a place to come together and really unite and have conversations and support each other.
And that place is Evolver, which is right here on the Near North Side in River North neighborhood. Alicia Driscoll is the founder and CEO of Evolver, which is a co-working space for women only. Alicia, thanks so much for sharing your story and coming in and be my guest on the Download in Chicago
Thanks
Business.
Thanks for having me.